This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
All right, so we have trick-or-treating coming up on Thursday, and we're really excited about it, although it looks like it might be raining, even though the temperatures are going to be awesome, but we're kind of paying attention to the rain. Now, I only say this because you guys, Kenny, got it out of the way already.
Yeah.
And there's still Halloween stuff everywhere around us. We've got streets in our neighborhood that the news stations chronicle every year. Like, look at what's going on there, because it's every single year. Owen,
Thursday's a big day for us.
Thursday's huge.
No school on Friday. I mean, people are going all out.
Oh, my goodness. It is going to be all-out extravaganza. Meanwhile, I'm on the phone with Kenny yesterday, and he's like, yeah, they're packing up the stuff already where you live.
Yeah, I drove by, and as I was driving by the one, we have this great scary house. They call it the scary house. And they put out a whole graveyard in the front yard with a fence and everything, and the family members get all dressed up, and they scare the bejesus out of everybody. And I drove by yesterday. It's all gone. It's all gone. And I went, oh, they packed it up already. I went, the Halloween's not till Thursday. My stuff's still out there.
I thought this whole week was still, if anything, I thought
I
this week
Jack
was.
Jack Skeleton. Liz has got these two big skeletons that play music at the grave.
Yeah, I thought this week was the preeminent Halloween week in Northeast Ohio.
Yeah, well,
and there it's already
not.
Over. So
apparently it's not.
Were they up a week earlier than everybody else, the scary
no,
house?
No. They were. We had ours up before them, but I figured, well, you guys got so much you have to do.
Right.
That, you know, you can take a little bit of time. I mean, hell, no big deal about that. But then everything else, I was just like, well, why did you take them down already?
And I mean, I think about this
it's
week.
It's not Halloween. It's technically not Halloween yet. Now, I know all the festivities are done in our town, so I guess you can move on if you really want it to.
They're known as the festive house in the neighborhood. They've got to be
the
leader.
For the neighborhood.
They've got to be
the
leader.
You know what? I didn't check. So there's a big Heyru in our neighborhood because it used to be an HOA. I wouldn't move there if there was. But it's not anymore, and there's a long story behind that maybe I could share on the podcast at some point. But there's still a sign out there. And they would take the sign and goof around with the sign for Halloween season. I didn't even look at the sign. I hope they didn't take down the stuff for the sign.
Oh, man.
Because if they did, what the hell's the point of me having all my Halloween decorations out there? Now I'm just the white trash of the neighborhood that leaves my well, decorations out too long.
This is an opportunity for you, Ken, to set the tone and become the new Halloween leader.
I don't have enough time to set that stuff up. I barely sleep as it is.
So is it your is it your neighborhood or your entire town that doesn't do Halloween on Halloween?
Oh, it's the entire town.
Okay, why is that? Is there?
It's just easier to do on Saturday. It's more fun for everybody involved. Like some people go, oh, Halloween's on Halloween, you do it on Halloween. I'm going to tell you right now, we did it on Halloween like the first year, and it was on a Sunday, and boy, it was still fun, but it also sucked having to wake up at 3 a.m. the next day. When it's on a Saturday, eat, drink, and be merry, and everybody's having a good time. Give me Saturday every time.
I'm doing a year-out forecast, but next year Halloween will be on a Friday.
Oh.
Will the town move?
Oh. Well, that's a Friday Halloween. Football week, though. It'll still be football season.
I know that our town on Fridays does not do Halloween when it's football season still.
Someone just texted me saying he's selling all his stuff. It might be the end of the scary house. No, what? I know it's the end of the scary house. I told you guys before. This was last year they were doing scary house.
You're not down there. I know you say you don't have time.
I don't have time to do this.
You got boys.
No, I don't have time to do any of that.
It's time for them to get to work.
No.
You don't have to do it.
I don't have time. Who's going to do it?
Your sons, listen to what I'm saying.
They ain't
going to
do any of that stuff. No.
I don't do my yard work.
I got to scream at them.
I have boys.
I have to threaten to take away all their stuff to take out the trash. You think they're going to do all that?
It's
hell no.
It's time for you to step up and be
hell
a father
no.
And teach them responsibility.
Ain't
going to
happen.
Yeah, but
wish
wait, are
it
you
could.
Saying that maybe Ken and his compound should become
Ken
the
should
scary
become
house?
Become the leader of the neighborhood in scary.
I already have an assload of people that come over on Halloween. I already do a lot. Liz had to do a ton because I had two football games in two different locations.
It's
I had
fine.
To,
just had say to coach on Saturday. Scary leader.
I don't want to be the scary leader. I'll just come out and say it to hell with you.
You're a disappointment.
Yeah, I am not a disappointment. You're a disappointment.
You do costumes every year. You get into it.
You don't do any of it.
Liz does the Jello shots.
Yeah, I hand out liquor to the neighborhood.
I hand out liquor too.
That is true.
I got everybody soused on Saturday. I don't want to hear what you're saying at all. I had Allie and Sarah over.
I do it on Halloween,
over.
Not on October 25th.
Neighbors came down. I thought it was an understood thing that maybe other football coaches would come by. They didn't come by.
Way
I was
to
a little
go.
Bit hurt by that, but, you know, what are you going
to
do?
Way to go.
It's okay. It's all right. But if there's no scary house like
this. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What happened? What just fell off my head? There will be other houses that will be somewhat scary. Just not as scary as that house. When they get older, you want me to get them all dressed up and have them do the scary
house? I mean, you have said, what's your favorite holiday, Ken?
Halloween.
All right. Well, and you're not the leader of Halloween.
I do enough. I don't need to do
all
that. Why
are you not the leader of Halloween?
There's so much that goes
you
on.
Have to recant your
favorite holiday. This wasn't about me. This was about the scary house taking it all down before the Halloween actually happens. That's what this was supposed to be about.
Well, in your town, are they already moved on to Christmas? Are the Christmas decorations going up?
I will, though, next Saturday.
I thought some people turn the page and go immediately from Halloween to Christmas.
No, next Saturday, I'm putting them up.
You're even more disgusting now.
No, you're disgusting. I'm not disgusting. I am stylish. When am I supposed to put them up? I got to put them out.
Well, you don't have time.
I have to put them out when I can. Oh, no, it's my mother-in-law's birthday coming up next Saturday,
great.
So I got to figure out what other times to do it.
That's why you got to get rid of that mother-in-law.
Oh, wait, it's the bye week. Well, guess what I'm doing next Sunday? It's all going up.
See? You're going to be buyers. We don't know whether the Browns are going to be sellers.
They're going to be buyers. Yeah. No, I bought all my Christmas decorations at the end of the season last year.
Smart.
I bought so many boxes of lights for like $2 each. Going to be great.
So you gotta get
Let's
them.
Go to the phones. Nate and Ashtabula, you're next up with the fan. Hello, Nate.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Wonderful, Nate. I'm getting called out for my fandom of Halloween, but other than that, we're doing just fine.
Nothing wrong with Halloween, my friends.
Thank you. Go right on ahead.
I want to know, and this all depends on next week, do we have reasons to be very optimistic about the Browns with them just beating a really good team in the AFC with the Ravens, one that's always had our number? And again, it depends on next week, but what do you guys think?
Do we have wait a minute, what do we have now? What are you saying?
I'm asking if we have, or if we should be hopeful after beating the Ravens.
Why wouldn't we?
Yeah.
I mean, I made a whole argument an hour ago to be hopeful about
mean,
the rest
Nate?
Of the season.
You get that Odyssey.
But frame that. What does that mean to
yeah,
be
get the
hopeful?
Odyssey, yeah.
All football fans are hopeful when their team scores a touchdown. What does hope lead to? What do you mean? What's the bigger picture here?
I know, like, probably 2-3 weeks ago, we were all doom and gloom saying our season was pretty much over.
It was
and
a
all
week
that.
Ago.
Yeah.
Yes, but I don't know. I'm just trying to think ahead.
Well, how far ahead? Are you saying season?
I'm thinking, is there a chance for, if Engel obviously playoffs, but, winning season better than what we're doing now? Or what we were doing
Thoughts.
Since the beginning?
Well, any win at all was better than what they were doing. They were the worst.
Thank you, Nate.
They looked like the worst team in football.
Why would you want to win if it's not for the playoffs? It's either the playoffs or don't win, right? That was the thought 4 weeks ago.
All right, is there any chance this team? We know what happened last year. Last year they went on a magical December run.
Yeah.
Okay. And
they had a big head start before they started rifling through quarterbacks.
And what did they win? How many games did they finish with? They finished last year. Was it with 11 wins?
11 wins.
Okay. Well, they're not getting to 11 wins this year, right?
If they win out.
Okay, so they're not getting to 11 wins. Can they get to 10?
If they only lose one game.
It'd have to be beyond magical.
They can get to 10.
So if everything goes their way
with
the rest
magic,
of the year.
With magic.
If they get, I think magic and breaks, and they need everything to get to nine. Nine could get you in the playoffs.
Guys, yes. I saw a lot of magical things happen on Sunday.
You did.
I don't know if that magic can continue, but I saw a lot of things that I can't explain happen on Sunday that got them a win over a two-time and reigning MVP.
Like last year.
A guy that took over the game when he wanted to.
Last year's defense was better than
this
year.
Wait, which guy took over the game when he wanted to?
Lamar.
Oh. I thought you were mentioning something else. Go ahead.
Last year's defense was better, right?
Yeah.
And now we don't know about Denzel Ward. Like, how many weeks is he going to be out?
I don't know.
JOK?
All right, fine.
Well, I'm asking. I'm trying to put it in perspective. What is reasonable?
We've got one more game to get through, and then the bye.
Yeah. What is a reasonable expectation for the rest of the year? The problem is, I don't know how... is Jameis the starter the rest of the year? Or if they lose one more game, do they go to DTR the rest of the year? Well, that changes things, right?
Yes. Yeah. It does. I don't know. Are we going to keep... does anybody think he could be a franchise quarterback for this team?
Jameis. Or DTR?
No, DTR.
Any of them.
Yeah, any of them.
Does anybody think he could be a franchise quarterback for this team?
None of them.
I would bet against it
right
now.
Okay, so what are we really doing
here? But you got to see more.
Just making sure we can draft Cam Ward then?
You got to see more to do before you can definitively make that conclusion.
Like, we've insulted each other's intelligence enough about the quarterback position. Have we not this season? Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.